Numerous organisations, including the European Union and Human Rights Watch, have alleged that Russia carried out war crimes in Bucha, a town just north of Kyiv. At least 20 civilian bodies strewn across one street in the town have been documented by reporters from Agence France-Presse, with reports of another 280 people found in a mass grave. It comes as Human Rights Watch have declared that there is mounting evidence of war violations being committed by Russian military against civilians in occupied regions in Chernihiv, Kharkiv and Kyiv. Talia Kreft has the story.
The lifeless corpses of at least 20 civilian men were found on a single street in the town of Bucha, outside the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Ukrainian soldiers liberating the town have buried over 400 civilians in mass graves. Locals say the civilians were killed by Russian forces without provocation, while Chechen fighters controlled the area. Dr. Melanie O'Brien is an associate professor of international law at the University of Western Australia's Law School. She says Ukraine is launching an investigation into possible war crimes committed by Russia.
What we've seen so far in the last couple of days, now that Russia has retreated from Bucha and Ukrainians have entered, is definitely strong evidence of war crimes taking place. There is evidence so far of mass graves, being a mass grave of 410 bodies found in it. There have also been bodies of civilians found executed in the street, including civilians who had their hands tied behind their back, which means even, for example, if they had been fighting, they were obviously had then been taken prisoner by the Russians and they had their hands behind their back. So that would make them what's called hors de combat, which means out of combat, which means they are no longer a military target. So regardless of whether or not they had been civilians or not, they were either way, no longer a military target, because you can't execute someone who isn't a threat to you, who isn't a military objective. So that is definitely a war crime. So we can assume as well that the mass graves were executed civilians as well, although obviously there is more investigation that needs to be done to find out who's been buried in these mass graves. Other reports that we've also been hearing is about the inability of people to dispose of the dead bodies, so their family members who have been killed in the streets or their neighbours who have been killed in the streets. And that is actually also against the laws of war, which require that the dead must be disposed of in a respectful manner and their graves be respected as well. They have to be honourably buried, and there have been multiple reports of people saying they weren't able to go and retrieve the body of their husband, for example. So this would be a violation of the laws of war. And interestingly, connected to this particular regulation is the fact that the Geneva Conventions, they actually require that, in principle, burial should be in individual graves. So collective graves can only be used when circumstances do not permit the use of individual graves, or if there are unavoidable circumstances. And so in this case, that may also be a violation of the laws of war, that bodies have been buried in mass graves. These recent war crimes are particularly horrifying because of the fact that they are really targeting civilians, and the fact that they're finding bodies of men, there's a gendered element here. We've got two new types of war crimes that we're finding. It's the execution of military-aged men and the rape of girls and women. So it's demonstrating the highly gendered nature of conflict and the way that war crimes are carried out, but also the fact that it is an attack on the most vulnerable, on civilians who can't defend themselves, and particularly when people have been captured and have their hands tied behind their backs. And I think the images that we're seeing, the footage that we're seeing, is quite horrific.
More atrocities alleged to have been committed by Russian forces are emerging as the Russian military withdraws from areas around Kyiv after a failed attempt to capture the capital. Donald Rothwell is a professor of international law at the ANU College of Law. He says the International Criminal Court is examining alleged Russian war crimes conducted in Ukraine.
Well, importantly at the moment, the International Criminal Court has launched an investigation into the situation in Ukraine. That investigation commenced early in March. And so the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Kamran Khan, has been looking into the ongoing allegations of war crimes in Ukraine. So the International Criminal Court has got clear jurisdiction to be able to continue these investigations and to follow up the allegations that have recently been made arising from these events reported over the weekend. In addition to that, it is possible that Ukrainian prosecutors could commence their own investigations, and there have been some reports of Ukrainian prosecutors also seeking to gather evidence in relation to these recent events. Well, it needs to be understood that war crimes prosecutions do not result in very quick arrests and certainly not very quick convictions. So we're looking at a medium to long-term process here, which could last many years. Most importantly at the moment, of course, the conflict is ongoing, and we're seeing literally every day more evidence and allegations of war crimes having been committed. And really, until such time as this conflict comes to an end, it's going to be very difficult for any prosecutors, either in Ukraine or at the International Criminal Court, to actually formally bring proceedings against persons who are allegedly responsible for the commission of war crimes or crimes against humanity.
Donald Rothwell, Professor of International Law at the ANU College of Law, ending that report from Talia Kreft.